A large contingent of Alaskans is in Wisconsin to attend tomorrow's launch of a new Arctic research vessel that will be homeported in Alaska. The 261-foot ship is called the Sikuliak, the Inupiaq word for young sea ice. It's owned by the National Science Foundation and will be operated by the University of Alaska Fairbanks. KUAC's Dan Bross reports from Marinette, Wisconsin.
Saturday morning's launch of the Sikuliak will see the $123 million vessel slide from dry dock at the Marinette Marine Corporation shipyard and splash into the Menominee River just off Lake Michigan. University of Alaska Fairbanks School of Fisheries and Ocean Sciences Director Mike Castellini expects over 3,000 people to attend the big event.
It's a range of all the locals, of course, who want to come in. Politicians to the local school kids to lots and lots of people coming from Fairbanks and Alaska, of course.
Castellini says two UAF marine science faculty instrumental in shepherding the research vessel project are being honored at the launch.
The person who's going to break the champagne bottle over the bow is our very first dean for the school, Vera Alexander. She's been working on this project for about 30 years, and so she's the one who gets to break the bottle. And then, but we have a second sponsor too. His name is Bob Elsner, and he's been working on this project for about 30 years also, and he's also an emeritus. And he gets to be the one that's going to push the button that blows all the explosive bolts that lets it go into the water and everything.
Castellini says Alexander and Elsner's names were welded into the ship's hull during a keel-laying ceremony a year and a half ago. The vessel, paid for with federal economic stimulus dollars, will be unique in the National Science Foundation research fleet for its ability to push through subpolar ice in the Arctic and Antarctic. Tomorrow's launch will be followed by additional outfitting at Marinette, sea trials, and a long journey to Alaska. For KUAC News in Marinette, Wisconsin, I'm Dan Bross.